Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Kitchen Politics 123, the radio show. I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi, and this is Lori Picka from Michigan. Welcome back, everyone. We're trying to reboot the show. We're rusty, but we'll be good. We'll do our fine.
Yes. The call-in number here is 515-605-9802. That's 515-605-9802. Looking forward to your calls. First on the agenda is Ukraine and how Russia attacked it a month ago. And, you know, is this a prelude to World War III? Is NATO doing enough to help Ukrainians? A lot of people have been, you know, run out of the country because of this war. A lot of people have died. And it is reported that over 400,000 or 40,000, pardon me, 40,000 Russians have been captured, killed, or deserted. So give us a call and tell us what you think about Russia. We'll also talk about the confirmation hearings today for the Supreme Court, you know, and anything you want to talk about, really. Because this is a reboot, and anything is on the agenda. So let's go, Lori, what we're talking about tonight.
Okay, let's first start with Ukraine. Russia invaded a sovereign country, a democracy, really, on February the 24th of 2022. It's been 27 days. Million have crossed into neighboring countries. They are displaced people. They just left their homes with a bag, maybe a cell phone, maybe not a cell phone, and didn't have a clue as to where they were going or where the next meal would come from. Also, 2.5 million people are now internally displaced. That within itself is awful. They don't have any place to turn to and any place to go. So that's unbearable to think about. I can't even imagine, you know, one day waking up and your home is gone. Your livelihood is gone. Your family is gone. And for what reason? There aren't many logical reasons.
Yes. And the Ukrainian president asked to meet directly with Vladimir Putin to have peace talks. But Putin, you know, wants to overtake the whole of Ukraine and NATO and Ukrainian government, you know, saying that that's impossible and that will never happen. You know, so let's just hope that, you know, peace talks can be fruitful and this war could stop, this war of aggression. And Joe Biden is, you know, putting on economic sanctions, more economic sanctions on Russia. Today, the stock market in Russia opened and, you know, there's a hell of a price to pay for Russians who have nothing to do with this war. According to, you know, what I've heard is that, you know, Russian soldiers were told that if they don't go, there will be consequences against themselves and their families, you know, which is very unfortunate because Vladimir Putin, he is a war criminal, as the president said. So I'm going to play like a clip. You know, they're stepping up the siege in Mariupol, and this is a Good Morning America clip, you know, from one day ago, where, you know, the spoke with the correspondent there about what's happening. So in a moment, I'll get a clip up and everything. Yeah, and we're going to talk about Michigan, what's happening with that trial, with the governor. Yeah,
it just started. Yes.
Ukraine and Ukrainian forces on the offensive near Kyiv, taking back territory from Russian forces, but no relief in sight for the city of Mariupol, where more than 100,000 people are still trapped. Our foreign correspondent, James Longman, is in Lviv with the latest. Good morning, James.
Yeah, good morning, Robin. I'm at an aid distribution center here in Lviv where hundreds of people come every day to get food, to get medical supplies, and many of these people will have come from Mariupol, that besieged Ukrainian city where Russia has been bombarding for days and days and days. Some 10 million people have now been displaced across Ukraine. The invasion may have stalled, but the bombardments continue.
The brutal siege of Mariupol enters yet another day. More than 100,000 remain trapped with food, water, and power running low. But Ukrainian forces are still holding on. U.S. officials now say some of the most egregious accounts of what could be considered war crimes are happening in the city.
The brave people of Mariupol are putting the lie to Putin's claims, and the Kremlin is reacting with characteristic brutality.
It's clear Putin did not expect this response. This video shows Ukrainian tanks firing on Russian forces. And this drone video shows a series of explosions at a steel plant. Both videos released by the far-right Azov battalion, been incorporated into the Ukrainian National Guard, but it's not clear when they were taken. Natalia escaped Mariupol with her elderly parents. She tells me she has to scavenge outside for food.
So you brought your parents and four cats?
No, four, yes.
At the same time, she says, we understood any time we might be killed by the next bomb.
So as we're talking here now, the air raid siren has gone off here in Lviv, but Natalia's saying they didn't get warnings like that in Mariupol. There was just bombardment.
That same will to survive in the occupied city of Kherson, where protesters took to the streets for the second day in a row. Russian troops breaking up the crowd with tear gas. The Ukrainian military taking advantage of Russia's stalled advance, reclaiming territory such as the Kiev suburb of Makariv. And a senior U.S. defense official tells ABC News that Russian troops are now running low on food and fuel. But despite Russian setbacks, brutal attacks on civilian targets continue. In southern Ukraine, a Russian missile pummeling the psychiatric hospital in the city of Mykolaiv. Dr. Anatoly Pavlov fighting back tears, saying, "Full of Russian cruelty is so brutal, it's not a human way to treat people." Now Russia confirming it's brought over 300,000 Eastern Ukrainians, including children, over the border. Most of those are from the Russian-held separatist areas, but there are growing reports of thousands of people being forced from Mariupol. The U.S. Embassy calls the removal of children kidnapping. And as the human toll of the invasion mounts, concerned now that Putin may seek to escalate the war further. The Kremlin spokesman even refusing to rule out the use of nuclear weapons.
If it is an existential threat for our country, then it can be used in accordance with our concept.
And as worldwide blowback and sanctions rock the Russian economy, Putin himself the target. A new investigation by Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's team saying this $700 million super yacht off the coast of Italy belongs to Putin personally. They're now calling for it to be seized by Italian authorities.
Now, trying to solve this huge humanitarian crisis will be what President Biden discusses with his counterparts in Europe this week, but he'll also be discussing expanding military assistance to Ukraine. We know it is really making a difference on the ground here. Robin?
All right. Thank you so much, James.
Yes, that was James Longman, ABC News foreign correspondent. He's live in Ukraine. And, like I said, let's just hope for peace. You know, because the world is sick of wars. We had a war in Afghanistan for 20 years. We got Bin Laden, yes. We went into Iraq, for example. There was no weapons of mass destruction. But Saddam had to go. But what was the backup plan? And my question is, should NATO go in there and help Ukraine? Give us a call, ladies and gentlemen, 515-605-9802. We'd love to hear from you. Don't be shy. You know, you can talk about this and any other topic that comes to mind, whether it's state matters, the war in Ukraine, the confirmation hearings. Yes, we're all ears. This show is about you, what you want to talk about, politics, pop culture, international events. Yes, Laura, so what do you feel about Ukraine?
Well, President Zelensky today asked NATO, all he wants is fighter jets. He said, you have thousands of them, but we haven't got any. You have 20,000 tanks. We just need 1% of them. We need them to defend our country. We just want to live. to survive. Mm-hmm. I believe it's everyone's right. And I agree 100%. And as far as NATO goes, that's a trick question. We all know that, right?
Yes,
we don't want nuclear war.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Biden did say, that he did not want Russia in the G20 summit talks in Rome. Mm-hmm. I think they're in June. And then China mm-hmm. came back and said that they thought that Russia should stay in the G20 summit.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little problem there. And as far as NATO goes, I don't know. Don't they have to? Do you think that they should stay neutral right now? I'm not 100% sure.
Yes, because the thing is that because Ukraine is not part of NATO, NATO forces cannot go
right.
in there and help them.
Right.
You know, and
correct.
The reason why this war all starts is because Vladimir Putin feels threatened that, you know, missiles will be on the border with Ukraine pointing at Russia. Because if Ukraine became a member of NATO, then, you know, all warheads
would be
aimed towards
Russia. They're going to pass. Yeah, they have submitted the paperwork, should I say, and
mm-hmm.
they're going to fast track it for them. But how long it'll
mm-hmm.
take, we don't know. That was already
mm-hmm.
said.
Mm-hmm.
None
mm-hmm.
of us want, you know, nuclear. But President Biden
mm-hmm.
did say today, if they used any nuclear, there would be a solid response. Whatever
mm-hmm.
that means,
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning
that we'll have no other choice but to go in there and, you know, help the Ukrainians defeat the Russians. I mean, Ukrainians, you know, very good job in, you know, in
doing
fighting.
Great.
Yes, in fighting the invaders, Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm embarrassed for Putin and his military because you'd believe that big bad Russia have this big military, you know, naval and submarines and whatever. And the whole thing was when the Soviet Union broke up in 1991 that Ukraine
mm-hmm.
gave up their nuclear arsenal with a guarantee that Russia wouldn't attack them. But of course, war criminal Putin went back on that.
You
cannot be trusted. Never.
No,
never.
Of course not.
Of
course not.
You know, yes.
There's
okay.
one more thing that I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
There was one more thing that I wanted to talk about just for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's noteworthy that there were 31 Republican senators that blocked
mm-hmm.
aid for Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Should I name them?
Yes.
I have them listed.
Mm-hmm.
These are the 31 Republican senators that blocked aid
that wanted to mm-hmm.
block aid to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
They voted against
mm-hmm.
it. Blackburn,
mm-hmm.
Tennessee, Boozman,
mm-hmm.
Arkansas, Braun, Indiana, Burr, North Carolina, Cassidy, Louisiana, Cotton, Arkansas, Kramer, North Dakota, Crapo, Indiana,
mm-hmm.
Cruz,
Crapo.
Texas. Mm-hmm. Oh, I call him Crapo. Cruz,
mm-hmm.
Texas,
mm-hmm.
Daines in Montana, Fisher in New England, Hagerty, Tennessee, Hawley, Missouri,
mm-hmm.
Hoven, North
mm-hmm.
Dakota, Johnson, Wisconsin, Kennedy, Louisiana, which really surprises me about Kennedy these days. Langford,
mm-hmm.
Oklahoma. Lee,
mm-hmm.
Utah. Loomis, Wyoming. Marshall,
mm-hmm.
Kansas. Paul, Kentucky. Rich, Indiana.
Right.
Romney, Utah.
Mm-hmm.
Rounds, South
mm-hmm.
Dakota. Rubio, Florida. Bass, New England. Scott, Florida. Scott, South Carolina. Sullivan, Arkansas. Tillis, North Carolina, and Toomey, Pennsylvania. Share their shame,
mm-hmm.
people. Share their shame.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know
they
what
should all be
is,
expelled.
Yeah, what's a big shame is that Trump, when he had his last rally, was saying that he supported giving money to Ukrainians, which was a lie, because that was one of the reasons why he got impeached. He was, he was trying to ogle the Ukrainian government to say that Joe Biden's son did wrong and was in some shady dealings and everything. Just to get something on Joe Biden, it didn't work. It backfired miserably. So, Republicans have no integrity and nothing about them. It's not the Republican Party of Ike or even Reagan. You know, it's disgraceful. It's horrible. You know, so
do you think anyone that, in my eyes, anyone that is a Republican these days needs their head examined. I don't know how else to put it nicely.
Definitely.
How else to put it nicely.
Do you think that Trump will run again in 2024?
In his dreams, I think he wants to. Do I think it will really happen? You know, your guess is as good as mine. I'm hoping that our attorney general grows a back a little faster and charges him before we even have to think about him running again.
Yes, yes. Because he's committed so many crimes. He's committed so many crimes that, there's so many things to convict him on, but the ones across all T's and dot all I's. I see in New York that some of the prosecutors resigned. And I did say recently that, you know, he did commit a couple of felonies as well, you know, so.
My question to that is, I mean, I have my own thoughts as to why they resigned. I'm not really sure why they resigned. Someone mentioned to me in a conversation, you know, was it because they were maybe threatened? Maybe their families were threatened, which I have thought about that. Or are they moving aside for federal crime? I don't know. And it's very frustrating to think about, because by now something should have happened. But if we think about Watergate, Watergate took 2 years.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it was two years. So we're not at that mark yet. So we do have hope yet.
Yeah. And speaking of Trump, Mo Brooks, who's running for United States Senate in Alabama, Trump rescinded his endorsement. That's a whole big shit show right there in Alabama.
Yeah. Who cares,
in Ohio,
though? I mean, really.
In Ohio. A traditional Republican running against a Trump Republican for a congressional seat. And it's turned a bloody battle there. You know, Josh Hawley, the Missouri senator, he's out of his mind, really. You know, Ted Cruz.
Yeah, there's something not right with him.
Yeah. You know, and if you saw the confirmation hearings, Josh Hawley was saying that Judge Brown Jackson was soft on pedophiles, which is a lie.
Yeah.
You know?
It is a big lie.
Mm-hmm.
But we know what they're doing and why they're doing it. They're doing it because of Kavanaugh, you know, and they're just trying to get back at, you know, trying to get back at them, at the Democrats. There's no doubt about that. Mitch McConnell. What did Mitch McConnell say today? He said that he is not going to vote for her. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did. I did a post on the votes, actually. I think he's crazy in our corner now, because when Trump was president, he was so behind Trump because he feared a retribution and everything. So now the chicken's coming home to roost. I guess he has no other choice, but say he won't vote for the nominee for the Supreme Court. Republicans tend to think that if they don't get at least 99% of their way, is their way or the highway. And that's what that's mm-hmm. the game Mitch McConnell and Republicans doing in the Senate, you know. Mm-hmm. And speaking about the Senate, what do you think about Joe Manchin?
Joe Manchin is a disgrace. Should think he's a Democrat. I think he's a sellout, and we all know that. He's accepted mm-hmm. money from coal companies, et cetera, mm-hmm. bribes. I'm going to call it bribes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's got a yacht now, you know. I mean, yes, really. Yes. I heard mm-hmm. he's got a Maserati, I think. He drives around in a Maserati now. So,
mm-hmm.
hey, there's your answer right there, right?
Yes, yes. You know, he's looking out for himself. Those who, you know, put him in power and give him all the money, like the pharmaceutical companies, the coal industry, you know.
Yeah.
And coal has been done since the 80s, at least. You know, renewable energy, that's a thing now. And instead of, training people to do those things and get them to those jobs, the green jobs, you know, because he has financial stake in it. And his daughter has financial stakes in pharmaceutical companies.
Yes, she does.
Where the EpiPen, for example, you know, in Europe, EpiPen is for free, but they're selling it for thousands of dollars here. You know, it's just ridiculous, you know.
Yes,
so, ladies and gentlemen listening, call in at 515-605-9802. We'd love to hear from you. I guess, you know, people just want to hear what we're about and everything. We started... Yeah, Progressive Talk. We started today after a hiatus for years. You know, life happens and things happen. Yeah. And the old show had something like 90 regular listeners, and we're growing it, mm-hmm. but unfortunately, life happens, as we said. You know, so mm-hmm. I hope you like us. I hope you share us. And Colin, for now, we'll have the show every Thursdays. And it's supposed to be 9 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m.
Right.
Mountain Time. Yeah, we'll went at 10 o'clock because the timing to schedule the show was a bit off, but we'll get it together eventually. You know, we'll get the ducks in a row. Mm-hmm.
I wanted to just say a little bit about Judge Brown Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
She is 51 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The Senate confirmed her 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
She was confirmed to the U.S. Senate Commission in 2009. She received bipartisanship support for appointment to the District Court of Columbia in 2013
mm-hmm.
and unanimous
mm-hmm.
support to the District of Columbia Court in 2021. So what has
mm-hmm.
changed? She is married
mm-hmm.
to a surgeon, and she has 2 daughters.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's very qualified.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to say that her composure, I couldn't watch a lot of it because, for me, attacking a woman and a woman of color
mm-hmm.
was so degrading, was so
mm-hmm.
hurtful.
Mm-hmm.
I could see in her face that she was holding back. And her strength, I admire all of it. I
mm-hmm.
had another friend, a black friend, say to me, I have PTSD from watching
mm-hmm.
those hearings. It actually made
mm-hmm.
her sick. So
yes.
they should be ashamed of themselves, just ashamed and appalled
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
disgraced. You know,
yeah,
Senator
because,
Cruz.
You know, uh-huh. You know, she is a
Senator
black
Cruz?
Woman.
What is wrong with him?
I guess he's gearing up to run for president in 2024, the Republican nomination.
Oh, no,
but if
happening.
They can attack a black lady like this in public, imagine what black women and other women of color, even women in general, go through privately. You know?
Yes. Oh, yeah. You better believe
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Women
mm-hmm.
in general, yeah. We've all
mm-hmm.
had our women
mm-hmm.
in general stuff. I
mm-hmm.
can attest. But the way they treated her was disrespectful
mm-hmm.
and appalling.
Mm-hmm.
Even Marsha, was it Marsha Blackburn? No.
From
was
Tennessee.
It Marsha Blackburn I'm thinking about? Yes.
From Tennessee, asking about what?
What is the definition of a woman?
Mm-hmm.
How do you answer a question like that?
Right.
You're pretty smart. Because, huh?
Yes, exactly. Right? I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, okay. So she said, I am not a biologist. And, of course, she did not like that response, but tough.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I mean, mm-hmm. How low can that woman go, seriously? Who paid
mm-hmm.
her
mm-hmm.
a few bucks? That's what I want to know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, it's beyond disgraceful, really. It makes you want to throw up. 515-605-9802 is the number to call in, ladies and gentlemen. This is Kitchen Politics 123, the radio show with Dave and Lori. We're glad you're listening and hope you like us and follow us on Facebook, Kitchen Politics 123. Type it in and like us, share us. We're sharing a lot of things. Okay, so I'm going to play some highlights for the confirmation hearing of Ketanji Jackson to the Supreme Court. Listen.
Census builder, an accomplished lawyer, a distinguished jurist, one of the nation's most prestigious courts. My nominee for the United States Supreme Court is Judge Ketanji Jackson.
The appointment of a black woman to the court means that your service will make the court look more like America. Hopefully, too, it will make the court think more like America.
Members of this committee, if I am confirmed, I commit to you that I will work productively to support and defend the Constitution and this grand experiment of American democracy that has endured over these past 246 years.
Any nomination of the court is historic. There have only been 115 justices in our nation's history. Judge Jackson's nomination, of course, is historic in more ways than one.
United States versus Stewart, the defendant there distributed scores of images of children suffering sexual abuse. The guidelines recommended 97 to 121 months in prison. The prosecutor recommended 97 months in prison. Judge Jackson gave him 57 months. What concerns me, and I've been very candid about this, is that in every case, in each of these seven, Judge Jackson handed down a lenient sentence that was below what the federal guidelines recommended and below what prosecutors requested.
The evidence that you...
Yeah, that was some highlights from that. The last person that was speaking there was Howley from Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I don't know what to say other than, it's frightening that Republicans
yes.
trying to, paint her in a corner and ask her all sorts of irrelevant questions that won't affect the job she'll do as a Supreme Court justice.
Yeah. Did they ask her, does she drink beer?
They asked her that? Really?
I said, did they ask her that? Does she drink beer?
No, I doubt it.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why not? They've asked her everything else. It's ridiculous.
Right. Yeah,
she's very qualified.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
I'm hoping and praying that she becomes a Supreme Court justice. She deserves it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's all I can say about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, so on to other things. Hillary
mm-hmm.
Clinton, the DNC, and other prominent Democrats are being sued by Donald Trump. He claims that they're maligning him. And about, working on behalf of Russia. What's your thoughts on that?
Poor baby. Mm-hmm. That's all I have to say to him. He's probably running out of money, and you know he needs he needs I guess he needs a diversion. Let's put it that way. Maybe he needs a diversion. So you know, he's been obsessed with Hillary Clinton for how long? Her emails, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So why not try to sue her? I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, the same old rubbish from 2016 till now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
It's nothing different, you know.
Yeah.
And if we pay attention to every little thing, we'll lose our minds. I just laugh at a lot of stuff now because that's about all I can do, you know. Do I think he'll get anywhere with that? No. You know, does he just want to be in headlines? Yes. Does he just want to be never forgotten? Yes. Is he still a narcissist, psychopath? Yes. Probably worse than ever.
Yes. I call him Cancun Cruz. You know, he's disgraceful. You know, I call him Cancun Cruz. He's disgraceful. How can anybody vote for Ted Cruz? You know?
Yeah, true. And true.
Beto O'Rourke is running for... Beto O'Rourke is running for governor of Texas. Do you think he can beat the current governor?
Oh, I just hope with all my heart that yes, he can. I know Texas truly wants to turn blue. I really do. I really believe that Texas wants to turn blue. I just don't know. Have they been gerrymandered and, you know, with all these new, you know, laws that Republicans are putting in for voting, to stop voting, changing polls, places, you know, mail-in ballots, et cetera, et cetera. You know, is that going to hinder our midterms? And in Georgia, who's running in Georgia? We love it.
In Georgia, both senators were recently elected. They're running for re-election. You know, I think they're going to win. They have a good chance of winning.
Yeah.
You know.
And Stacey Abrams is running for governor.
Stacey Abrams running for governor.
Yeah.
And they're trying their darnest best in Georgia and Tennessee and other states to suppress the vote, especially in Florida. Look what's happening in Florida with that DeSantis fell off. You know, where, you know, he made it illegal to say gay. I mean, what sorcery is this? Seriously,
I know.
Isn't for real?
Trust me, Generation Z, and especially in Florida, is going to annihilate him. I truly believe that in my heart. You know, that generation does not see gay and trans and all of that. They don't see it the way the older, the other generations have seen it in the past. You know, some of us, many are coming to light as, you know, the younger generation, you know, 16
They don't care.
Up.
It's the live and let live.
They don't care.
Don't need to judge anybody.
They don't care. They accept it all. They accept it all. And I find that so heartwarming. I really do.
Yeah, this next clip I'm playing. Yeah. No, go ahead. Finish what you're saying.
No, I was just saying acceptance of a human being is what we're supposed to be about. We're all human beings. And, you know, there should be no one that's better than anyone else.
Think that they're better. Exactly.
Or think that they're better. Absolutely.
Yes, yes. And the next clip I'm playing is Ted Cruz snapping at Dick Durbin. Dick Durbin is from Illinois, the senior senator from Illinois.
Oh, yeah.
He is the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. And, you know, they had a little tiff. And here's the highlight.
But are you suggesting the number of images doesn't matter? Because you say it in court over and over again that the number of images doesn't reflect that it's a more serious crime. Do you really believe that?
Senator, as I said to Senator Graham, the court is taking into account a number of circumstances. The commission has done a report about the operation of the guidelines, which enhancements actually reflect different levels of culpability with respect.
So let me ask you this, Judge. You said the purpose of sentencing is to distinguish between crimes that are not as serious from truly egregious crimes. Is that right?
No, Senator.
So what is the purpose of sentencing if it's not to distinguish from less serious crimes from truly egregious crimes?
It is to assign proportional punishment. It is to do justice in cases where you have defendants who are convicted of the same conduct but have differing levels of culpability.
Well, I will point out that you have a pattern. It doesn't matter how egregious the case is. Senator Hawley talked about the Hawkins case where you had an 18-year-old with pictures of boys as young as 8 being sexually assaulted and raped, and you sentenced him to just 3 months in jail. And I will point out the Stewart case, the last one on this list, because we're running out of time. The Stewart case, you describe that he had over 6,700 images and videos. So that's a lot, 6,700. That's a lot of kids being sexually assaulted. You have taken over a minute of my time, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
So
you've been given extra time. You usually ask for it. You're given it.
Okay. I know you want to interrupt. I know you don't like this line of questions.
I just want you to play by the rules.
I know you like to interrupt, but
you
consumed a substantial question of my time of my questioning, and I'm going to ask my questions, and you can, if you want to testify, you're welcome to.
Senator,
Judge,
you play by the same rules.
In the Stewart case, you said from the bench, thus, although this is not necessarily an atypical case, your child pornography possession crime was egregious in the court's view. Okay, so this is a bad one. If you're actually sentencing defendants, you said this was egregious. What did you sentence Stewart for? The guideline said 9,721 months. Prosecutor said 97 months. You said it's egregious. 6,700 images. You come in for 57.
Time has expired.
Why
Senator,
did you sentence him
over
just 57 months in the Stewart case? Do you want to address that? Because you're claiming it's cherry-picking. In fact, you're welcome to explain any of these cases, but let's take the Stewart case. Why
Coons,
did you sentence him for half the amount?
You're not recognized, Senator
if Coons. You don't want her to answer that question?
You wouldn't allow her to.
Mr. Chairman, she may answer the question. I've asked her why she sentenced Stewart.
You've gone over the time, Senator, by 2 minutes.
Why she? Because you've interrupted me for 2 minutes, Mr. Chairman. Will you allow her to answer the question, or do you not want the American people to hear why, with someone she described as an egregious...
Well, there comes a point, Senator, where you get a little bit...
Chairman Durbin, will you allow her to answer the question?
You won't allow her to answer.
I will happily allow her to... The question is,
Senator,
why heck you sentenced Stewart, an egregious child pornography possessor?
So,
to half of the amount
please, sir.
Requested by the prosecutor.
Please, Senator.
Will you allow her to answer the question, Chairman Durbin?
Senator Coons.
Why are you not allowing her to answer the question? There are another senator here who has not allowed her to answer the question. I'm not asking another question. Allow her to answer the question, Chairman. You've been interrupting. And by the way, with Senator Graham, it went 10 minutes over. You've taken a big chunk of the time. Will you allow her to answer the question?
You've given her
why are you afraid of her? And she's welcome to answer it right now. Will you let her?
Senator Coons.
Will you let so no, you don't want her to answer the question?
Senator Coons.
Will you let her answer?
Ted Cruz is an idiot.
I have never, I mean, if he would come in front of me, I don't know how I would react if he was in front of my face.
Mm-hmm.
He is the most
mm-hmm.
rude. How can his family stand him? That's
you
my
know,
question.
How could his wife still remain married to him after Donald Trump dissed her like that? You know?
Oh, he doesn't care. And his daughters, too. His daughters really don't want much to do with him. I've read
mm-hmm.
that they're embarrassed of him, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just, he, you know, in the air, I don't know if you saw the clip in the airport just recently where he was at the ticket counter. He had his mask on, and he was berating the lady at the ticket counter, just screaming at her, do you know who I am? Do you know they call the police? Because He was so out of line. Who cares mm-hmm. who he is? He is a piece of mm-hmm. garbage.
Yes, he is. Yeah, and Clarence Thomas, he's in a hospital now with flu-like symptoms. His wife pushed for the overturn of the elections when she called Matt Meadows, the White House chief of staff, demanding that, you know, Matt Meadows didn't have any power to do that, you know. So,
no.
I mean, it's not a conflict of interest where the wife of a Supreme Court justice, you know, saying that the election was illegal. The right thing to do would be to resign, but I'm sure Clarence Thomas will do that.
Well, they're being very excuse me, they're being very hush hush as to why he's in the hospital. There's been rumors that he's on a vent. There's been rumors he has an infection. So hey, you know, karma is a, you know what, sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What can I say?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, well, I have 18 minutes left. The number to call, 515-605-9802. This is Kitchen Politics, 123 with Dave and Lori. Musical break now, Redemption Song by Bob Marley. We'll be right back.
Love it.
All I ever have.
That was Bob Marley, Redemption Song. The number to call here, we'll have 14 minutes left, 515-605-9802. This is Kitchen Politics 123 with Dave and Lori. Yes, Lori. So,
yeah.
What else can you talk about tonight?
Oh, I have a couple tidbits. Today I was thinking, I thought, you know, let me just randomly look at a few things, and I just decided to call them tidbits for tonight. So the you know that we're having an election, and of course a governor. Our governor has done an awesome job. She has done a stellar job in my eyes. She has nerves of steel. Gretchen Whitmer is in person. I've met her in person a couple times, and I really, really liked her. So the Republicans are definitely going after her. You know, they have redrawn some districts. So, you know what that means, right?
Try to gerrymander it and suppress the votes for the kind of gerrymander in their favor.
Basically, yes. And so we've talked about that too. So we're going to have to get that in gear somehow. I think that DeVos, you know who DeVos is, right?
Yeah, Nick DeVos, his wife, planning to run for
the Republican
nomination.
Right. She's behind the dark money for the campaign. Putting a lot of money in. So somehow, you know, we have to just kind of fight back and try, you know, to get people interested and fired up. And I don't know how else to put it, but she needs to win again. We do not want to turn into Florida here, because that is exactly what will happen.
Or Texas,
Or Texas. It's very scary because in the area that I live, in the township that I live in, we've always been blue in the my county and in my township. We've always been blue. And somehow, some way, it's turning red, and it's turned red in a lot of different areas. More north of me, but it's very unnerving and unsettling, and I can't understand it. We had a have a governor that our economy in Michigan is the best in the country. What more do you want from a governor, honestly?
Exactly.
I'm sometimes at loss for words because I can't logically understand how people think the way that they do. You know, I it just loses. I just lose my patience, and I just and go away.
Yes. The way I look on it, or how I break it down, is that not all white people, because there are some minorities in there who support the Republican Party. Why? I don't know. But the whites in the Republican Party, the far-right lunatics and the QAnons and people like that, you know, the fear that there will be the majority in this country pretty soon, by 2045, 2050, according to statistics, America will become a minority-majority country, meaning, you know, kids who have a black parent and a white parent, or a Hispanic parent and a Jewish parent, you know, it's going to be, that's going to be the majority. And so they're trying to hold on to this power that they've been having since 1776 till now. and said, oh, geez, these different immigrants coming in, they're trying to, like, wipe us out, you know, blame the Jews, blame the African-American, blame the Caribbean-American, blame this person, that person, blame the gays, you know. This is just a blame game, not taking responsibility for their actions or what policies the plan implements in terms of helping the country move forward. You know, it's just a whole blocking game by the Republicans. And God forbid if they win the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate, because there will be absolute gridlock for the next 4 years if that happens, you know. And if Republicans win in 2022, even the House, they're saying no, that they're going to impeach Joe Biden. On what grounds? They have no grounds to impeach him, but because they have the majority, you know, they're going to do that. You know, it's just a whole revenge thing.
We can't allow that to happen. We cannot allow that to happen.
No. And that's why people get up, be active, and go out there, register as much people as they can, you know, and vote.
Yeah.
You know,
And this whole thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I was just going to say that's all we have left. I mean, we have to vote, and we have to bring people with us. We have to connect the first-time voters, too. And somehow the party has to get them excited. I've been saying this for years. There's a disconnect. The messaging has to be changed. Republican Party is really good at messaging. They're good at brainwashing. I wish that the Democrats would take class and do the same thing. I really do, because that needs to be done.
Yeah, take off the boxing gloves. Yeah, take off the boxing gloves, or you know, stop being polite. This is politics. Republicans play a nasty game. Don't say, oh yeah, I'm above it all. No, you know, take off those gloves and bitch slap them with facts. And we might have to back it up. But Democrats, they're like, oh, no, well, we don't stoop low. No, come on, man. You know, fire with fire and blood for blood.
Yeah, that has to be done. I remember when Michelle Obama, you know, she was, when they go low, we go high. Well, I'm sorry. How's that working out for us?
Exactly.
Understand her point, because you really don't want to do that. You really don't want to be like them. But like you said, sometimes you have to take off the boxing gloves.
Yes.
Absolutely.
What do you think about James Craig? He's a former Detroit police chief. He's running for the Republican nomination. Does he stand a chance in hell?
Yeah, forget him. He's not going anywhere. I mean, he really is not. You know, he's not going to go anywhere. I don't see him going anywhere. Scarier than him, there is another Republican that wants to run for governor. Actually, I think there's 15, if I read, it's either 13 or 15, if I read right, if I remember right, I should say, that are going to try to run against Gretchen, okay? Republican, and they're all cray-cray in one other way or another. But this Robert Regan, his name is spelled R-E-G-E-N, is now the favorite to win the Michigan seat in May. And he reveals the analogy he uses against complacency. If rape is inevitable, you should just lie back and enjoy it. That is what he said.
Wow.
Yes.
Ew, that's disgusting.
That is what he said.
Well, it's a gift from God. That's nasty.
I don't know, but that made me nauseous when I read that.
Suppose one of his daughters, or if he has a daughter, suppose one of them get raped and pregnant.
Can you imagine? Yes. It's appalling to even, you know. Yeah, when I read that, I just thought the world has gone crazy. But do you follow Anonymous at all? I follow Anonymous.
No.
Do you know what
I don't have time for crazy. I don't do crazy well.
Huh?
Tell me about anonymous. I don't do crazy well. I don't really follow craziness. So tell us about it. Anonymous.
So Anonymous has promised to go after Russia. And the latest thing that they did was they hacked printers all over Russia, and they forced them to print over 100,000 plus pages of anti-war messages to bypass Putin's propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
That was the latest mm-hmm. thing that they did.
Wow.
So I believe in Anonymous a little bit. I'm hoping that this is true.
Yes.
I did read it on their Twitter page, and hopefully, you know.
Yes. So we have limited time, 3 minutes to go, and I want to play some Trump supporters. It was America Freedom Tour. They were attending American Freedom Tour. And they spoke with Trump supporters, and this is what I have to say. Ready for it? Brace yourself.
Yeah.
Love Trump. You know, whether he says certain things that some people don't like, I don't care. I just really appreciate the freedom. I know people say, oh, he doesn't like these kind of people. He doesn't. That's not true. I don't believe any of that. I have friends that know him, and he's great. You know, of course, it's like anybody. Nobody's perfect. And I can't wait to just, like, hear his voice and get in there and everybody get rowdy and have a great time.
I want to see him. I want to see the 45th president. I've never got a chance to see a living president and see him. I'm very lucky. So just to feel the energy, to be around a few like-minded people, it's been absolutely wonderful.
We want to show the country that we are for these conservative values, which the Republicans have, and Trump especially led the way in bringing our country back, and we want to support him and let him know that we want him back.
In the U.S., which we do now, and we were fortunate to have Trump when we did, and we don't feel that the election was
fair
anyway. We feel it was pretty obvious that it was
Yeah, I guess about the fact that he lost fair and square against Joe Biden. Okay, wrap up time. 2 minutes left. So where do we go from here? Do you think that, you know, we'll have a civil war if Trump will get his way?
Yeah, I highly doubt it. People are short memory.
Yeah, same here.
We did want to mention that the former U.S. Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, passed away of cancer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
May she rest in peace.
Yes, she was 84 years old, first woman secretary.
Yeah, she was 84. Yep, she was quite a servant. She's got multiple books out there that I hope to read.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
All right, we'll have 1 minute to close out now. So I want to thank everybody for listening and sharing on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/kitchenpolitics123. We'll be back again next Thursday. This is Kitchen Politics 123 for March 24th, 2022. We're back in full force. We'll hope we'll get some calls next week. Till next time, I'm David Franklin in New Mexico.
Hi. I don't mean hi. I mean good night. It's late here. This is Laura Tucker from Michigan. Take care. Thank you.